You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Election day tomorrow. Paul Murray is joining us on the phone right now, I believe making his way up to our neck of the woods, not quite across the border, to cover it for Sky News. Hey, g'day, mate. How are you?
G'day, Luke. The closest I can get is going to be Twin Towns and Seagulls. I want to bring my pokey money and spend it there at Burley, hey, but you're... they won't let me do it, and I can't do it for another month.
Okay, mate. So will you be able to do it? Because this announcement today... We spoke earlier in the show, Paul, to Bikash, who runs Village Roadshow Theme Parks. He is filthy, mate. He was steaming, as a lot of our city, the head honchos from businesses in our city are, about the announcement today. What did you make of the announcement that Sydney siders won't be able to come into Queensland?
She's taking the piss. Like, fair dinkum, Queensland has the highest unemployment rate in the country. Think about that tomorrow when you go to vote, okay? Whether you're in Currumbin, the north of the coast, whether you're in Robina or anywhere else, Queensland has the highest unemployment rate in the country. And this premier, to save her job, is going to sacrifice hundreds and hundreds of businesses on the coast that have gone without school holidays, that have gone without Easter long weekends, without the October long weekend, and the great weather, the great tourism offering that is there. Put simply, the cafes, the restaurants, the things that we all love about the coast need as many customers as possible. They need to be given the chance to get off their backside. And again, this Sheila is doing it to save her job, to scare people in Brisbane. People in the coast will suffer.
You genuinely believe that, Paul? You think she's that callous?
Mate, she spent $500,000 of Queensland taxpayers' money on polling to give her advice about what the people think about border closures. It's not about health. Dr. Jeanette Young has said that contact tracing in Queensland is now so good, it's no different than New South Wales, and there will never be a second wave in Queensland. It's not me saying it. It's not me spinning it. She has said that. So the decision to delay for another month, millions of people coming from a place that had just 4 cases out of 5 million people today, is totally political to keep the little old dears that are frightened in the suburbs of Labor seats frightened for another 24 hours. It's a disgrace, because I guarantee you this, Luke, it will open on December 1. And if the border is good enough to open on December 1, it's good enough to open November 1.
Mm, okay, yeah, that's a really good point. But you know what I wanted to ask you, Paul, is I'm looking at Sportsbet, okay? Just where the money's going from the bookies' point of view. They've got Anastasia Palaszczuk being returned as Premier at $1.35 favourite, and Deb Fricklington, the LNP, at the outsiders at around $3. What do you think will happen tomorrow? Who's going to be Premier on Monday morning, in your opinion? Not who you want to see, but who do you think's going to be there Monday?
I think both are going to be in a minority position. It depends how big that minority is. If I had to absolutely put the plums on the line, I think that Palaszczuk might be able to steal a couple of seats in Brisbane off the LNP that will cancel out what they're going to lose in North Queensland, because they're going to lose seats in North Queensland. But I believe, just as Sportsbet was wrong and paid out on Labor winning the 2019 election before the election was actually over, mm-hmm. I think that there is a shock coming. Really? Now, I think it's going to be regional, but I'm telling the people on the Gold Coast right now, you have to vote not just for yourself, but for every small business that you know. You have to vote for people who will create jobs, not as Cameron Dick, the treasurer, Dick by name, Dick by nature, who has already said that the unemployment rate that's the worst in the country, Luke, is going to get worse before the end of the year and still be the worst in the country in the middle of next year. That's what they're promising you up front. So they're willing to tell you how bad it is before. Imagine the reality of what it's actually going to be after.
I just wish you wouldn't sit on the fence so much, Paul.
Mate, I just get splinters. I've just got splinters. I mean, I've got nothing, but I'll tell you what, I've got the cleanest crack in the business, because there is no fence, mate. No fence.
Hey, we love it. All right, mate, all the best. Enjoy yourself this weekend south of the border. And, mate, appreciated your time throughout the course of the campaign as well. Thanks so much, mate.
Pleasure, guys. If you see a fat bloke smoking cigars at Twin Towns or Seagulls tonight, it's me. Follow it up and say g'day.
And you can see him tomorrow night on Sky News covering the election as well. All the best, mate. Thanks for your time.
See you, great man. Bye, Luke.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.